Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So the Milwaukee Bucks just stole Game 5 from the Celtics at home. And I say stole because the game ended with Drew Holiday picking Marcus Smart's pocket in the dwindling seconds and beating Boston 110-107. But the Celtics gave this game away. And the name of the game here was composure. The Celtics did not have it down the stretch. The team came apart at the seams when the game came down to the wire. And that's just not a team that we've seen very much of in 2022. I'm Megan Ottolini, co-host of WEEI's Afternoon Drive program, Merloni, Fourier, and Mego. And I'm back for a knee-jerk reaction mini-pod right after Game 5 of Celtics-Bucks in the Eastern Conference semifinals. These are just initial thoughts. It's a step above a stream of consciousness. The game really broke down in the last 10 minutes of the fourth quarter, but it was a slow and sloppy slide that began in the third quarter before that. Ime Udoka came out of the commercial break between quarters and told Stephanie Reddy of TNT that they couldn't give up 30 points in a quarter. And I think that's pretty indicative that the team lost its rudder. It got away from its defensive mindset and gave up three after three. I mean, I know you want to give up threes to Giannis, and you're okay with one eventually going in, even if it's as poorly timed as in the last 2 minutes of the fourth quarter, but maybe don't give them up to Holiday or Connaughton again and again. The last 3.5 minutes of the game deserve close scrutiny because I've praised this team a lot for their composure since January, so now I'm going to crush them for what happened there. Coming out of Game 4, they're well aware of how a game can swing in just under 2 minutes. Jason Tatum put up 10 points in that time to seal off Game 4 for you, so you know it can easily swing the other way. Bobby Portis Jr. got a pivotal offensive rebound off a second missed free throw from Giannis and had that putback jumper that put the Bucks up by one. And by the way, Udoka said postgame that Boston kept hope alive for the Bucks. I'm paraphrasing this, because of how many offensive rebounds they gave them. And the stat line on that is pretty gruesome. Boston had 5 offensive rebounds for the entire game. Milwaukee had 17. Saying that out loud is pretty unbelievable. The Celtics are really missing Robert Williams on their own boards. But by that point, the wheels had already come off for Boston. Just look at what happened when Derek White tipped that Giannis shot under the basket with about 3.5 minutes left. He looked like the cat who finally caught the canary. He ran the ball back to your end. He dribbled a lap around the key. He looked like a fifth grader in a CYO league. But the biggest breakdown, the play I think we're going to be talking about for days to come, came after Ime Udoka called timeout right after Portis Jr. got that putback jumper. So there were 11.5 seconds left in the game. And out of the timeout, Smart gets the ball and he goes for a drive near the baseline. That's where Drew Holiday made a flat-out incredible defensive play. He stuffs Smart, gets all ball, then smacks the ball off Smart to give the Bucks a critical possession with just mere seconds left. But if you look back on the play, immediately afterwards, Smart looks to Ime Udoka with his hands up, and Ime looks to be yelling at the other end of the floor, signaling to Al Horford and Jason Tatum something about a screen. So if you look back, it just at first glance, again, this is knee-jerk reaction, but it looks as though the intention of the play was for Smart to drive in at the baseline while on the far elbow, Al was supposed to set a screen for Tatum, who glances off it and gets the ball for the last look. And I believe Smart said something to that extent in the post-game press conference, and Jason Tatum confirmed it, said something about a miscommunication. Again, I haven't had a lot of time to review all of this, so we will definitely get into it in the show tomorrow. But on review, it looked like either Al thought Smart was really committed to that drive, so he quit the screen early to be ready for an offensive rebound, or I don't know what. We're going to have to break that down with Lou and Christian tomorrow. But finally, I want to give a shout out to the Bucks social media team for their disrespectful tweet. They posted photos of Jrue Holiday stuffing Smart and picking his pocket in the final seconds with the captions, "Our Defensive Player of the Year. Good job. You did way better than the Miami Dolphins social media team today." If you don't know what I'm talking about there, check out the highlight of Tua to Tyreek Hill. It's really impressive stuff. Anyway, a lot to go over on the show, so check us out tomorrow on EEI 2 to 6, or today if you're listening to this on Thursday, and check out all our content on the Odyssey app. Till then, this has been Megan Ottolini with WEEI.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.